Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 16, verse 6. Paul and his companions travelled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. This is a remarkable moment. Paul clearly had a carefully worked out plan for his missionary journey, but at the same time was intensely sensitive to the guidance of the Spirit. He was travelling through what we now know as central Turkey, heading towards Ephesus, but then the Spirit prevented him from going in that direction. So he then set off north until, in the next verse, the Spirit of Jesus told him not to enter Bithynia. We have no idea how Paul received this guidance. Perhaps it was through a dream or a word of prophecy. It doesn't matter. What matters is that Paul was ready to go wherever the Lord led him, and he was eager to respond immediately to the breath of the Spirit. Planning is good. It's wise to think through plans for the future, whether we're thinking about family holidays, career, retirement, or the mission of the church. It is good to do thoughtful research and to talk with lots of people and, as a result, to devise a plan that makes sense and wins general approval. However, we still need to remain light on our feet and ready to adjust to new circumstances or the voice of God. Guidance is often not neat and clear-cut. It involves listening with all our attention to the voice of the Spirit. So let me ask you this. Has the Spirit ever said no to any of your plans? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you love us so much that you're willing to stop us going the wrong way. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.